This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pinsham, and I'll be reading summaries of articles on oncology, pituitary surgery, and vascular disorders published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on August 15, 2014. Practical surgical indicators to identify candidates for radical resection of insulo-opercular gliomas, a clinical article by Tomohiro Kawaguchi and colleagues. Maximal resection with minimal surgical complications leads to the optimum outcome for glioma patients, but radical resection of insulo-opercular gliomas remains a challenging procedure. To achieve better outcomes, the authors assessed the clinical importance of identifying ideal candidates for resection of insulo-opercular gliomas. 83 patients with newly diagnosed gliomas located at the insulo-opercular region were identified. The authors selected four characteristics as surgical indicators: clear tumor boundaries, negative imaging enhancement, intact lenticulostriate arteries, and intact superior extremity of the central insular sulcus. Multivariate analysis showed that one surgical indicator, clear tumor boundaries, was independently associated with high resection rate. Negative enhancement was found to be associated with a low surgical complication rate and long survival times. Another surgical indicator, intact lenticulostriate arteries, was independently associated with a high resection rate and long survival times. Intact superior extremity of the central insular sulcus was also found to be associated with a high resection rate. Patients who had all four indicators had longer survival time, a maximal resection rate, and a minimal surgical complication rate. Thus, ideal candidates for resection can be identified with the combination of four surgical indicators. Radical treatment of insulo-opercular gliomas in this patient population should lead to better treatment outcomes. Intraoperative high-field MRI for transphenoidal reoperations of non-functioning pituitary adenoma. A clinical article by Sven Berkman and co-authors. Transphenoidal reoperations are challenging due to a lack of anatomical landmarks, extensive tumor growth, or scarring. The use of intraoperative magnetic resonance imaging may improve patient outcomes. This retrospective study evaluated the impact of intraoperative magnetic resonance imaging in 109 patients who underwent 111 transphenoidal reoperations for non-functioning pituitary adenoma. Intraoperative magnetic resonance imaging scans were carried out if gross total resection was supposed or no further removal seemed possible. The initial scans confirmed gross total resection in 17% of patients. Tumor remnants were often observed in the cavernous sinus and suprasellar space in the remaining 83% of cases. Additional resections were possible in two-thirds of the patients, resulting in a significant tumor volume reduction and increasing the gross total resection rate by 32%. No patients exhibited postoperative worsening of visual function, but 12% of the patients experienced new pituitary axis dysfunction. 3% had permanent diabetes insipidus, and 4% required further revisions due to cerebrospinal fluid fistulas. There was no surgery-related mortality. The use of intraoperative magnetic resonance imaging in transphenoidal reoperations for non-functioning adenomas led to significantly higher gross total resection rates and remnant volume reduction without increasing the complication rate. National socioeconomic indicators are associated with outcomes after aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage. A hierarchical mixed effects analysis. A clinical article by Daipayan Guha and colleagues. Although heterogeneity exists in patient outcomes following subarachnoid hemorrhage across different centers and countries, it is unclear which factors contribute to such disparities. In this paper, the authors performed a post-hoc analysis of a large international database to evaluate the association between a country's socioeconomic indicators and patient outcome. Two primary outcomes were assessed at 3 months following subarachnoid hemorrhage: mortality and Glasgow Outcome Scale score. The association between these outcomes, nation-level socioeconomic indicators and patient-level covariates, were assessed using a hierarchical mixed effects model. Nation-level indicators in this study included per capita gross domestic product, population to neurosurgeon ratio, and healthcare funding model. The study found that multiple patient-level covariates were associated with increased mortality and a worse neurological outcome, including age, intraventricular hemorrhage, and initial neurological grade. Among nation-level covariates, higher per capita GDP was associated with both reduced mortality and improved neurological outcome. A higher population to neurosurgeon ratio, as well as fewer neurosurgical centers per population, were also associated with better neurological outcome. The authors concluded that higher per capita GDP and population to neurosurgeon ratio were associated with improved outcome after aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage. The former may speak to the availability of resources, while the latter may be a reflection of better outcomes with centralized care. Although patient clinical and radiographic phenotypes remain the primary predictors of outcome, this study shows that national socioeconomic disparities also explain heterogeneity in outcomes following subarachnoid hemorrhage. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.